Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. As we always do, we're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the Executive Director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. Well, David, you've chosen to talk this visit about some verses in Luke's Gospel, so I want to read the chosen passage and then get your comments. I'm reading from Luke chapter 19, verses 35 through 44. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." That's a wonderful passage of Scripture, David, and what comments do you have to make on it?
Sometimes it gives me chills, Dean. I'm thinking as I'm listening to you that last phrase, "you didn't know the hour of God coming to you." Is that what it says?
Yes. "If you, even you, had known on this day what would bring you peace, now it's hidden from your eyes." And then it talks about...
What's the very last phrase?
The very last phrase, "because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you."
Okay, you didn't recognize the time. You didn't know what time it was, in a sense. Jesus has that ability to see what's ahead, and those are horrendous pictures. He sees the little children being dashed to the rocks, not one stone left upon another, absolute complete destruction. And you didn't know that God had come to you in this time, and you passed up your opportunity. That's what he's saying, and it's very sad. I feel in a lot of ways that's kind of where people are today. It's like, well, what's good today? What's going to happen? You know, it was a good day yesterday. Can we have another good day today? And people don't seem to realize that what time of day it is as far as even America is concerned. I think that our society has obviously been going downhill for a long period of time. I think in terms of the church, in many ways, the church doesn't have the influence it did in previous generations in this country. I think that the church is losing the younger generation. I know that's true by the actual surveys. We know it's true. Pulpits, however, are not saying in our day, in places at least where I'm attending or in the media ministries to which I'm listening, "I have a very sober word from God for you. You don't know what time it is." You know, that's what Jesus is saying to those. You don't understand what's going to come. And I feel in many ways that's exactly where we are as America. And for the most part, the church is saying, you know, we'll have tomorrow and the day of tomorrow, and it's all going to be the same. And they don't know that there is this word from God. I mean, you can't have a more straight word from God than his son Jesus saying, "You don't understand the time. It's coming very quickly." And I just don't hear that at all today in the church. I basically, if I put it into a phrase, I'd say, Dean, I don't get any sense of urgency in the churches where I attend or the churches where I come as visitor. I don't always preach in those times. I many times come as consultant or whatever. And it's like, don't you understand what's happening in the world? Don't you understand what's happening in our country? This is a day for there to be a prophetic word that is spoken out like Jesus, but it's not coming. So in my mind, that's a chilling section of Scripture.
In analyzing the problem, do you think the problem rests with our pulpits or with our congregation?
Well, I do think, because I know Scripture well enough, that there were prophets who spoke God's word and the people didn't listen. So it can be with the congregation. And I know there are godly men and women in the ministry who speak very careful words, not sensationalized words, but careful words, because they feel, there's a passage back in the book of Ezekiel, which is one of these prophets. He says, "Son of man, I made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning for me. When I say to a wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to dissuade him from his evil ways in order to save his life, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do warn the wicked man, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his evil ways, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself." So that's the prophetic or the pastoral role. You have to say what God wants said. Now, there are times when I'm not sure that the people of the church are wicked. It's just like they're almost like lukewarm, I guess, is a phrase that you would use from the New Testament. You can speak a word from God and they may not respond, but you have delivered what you feel God wants said to them. So if you ask me, I like the word urgency. I've lost that sense of urgency in the church. It's almost like, you know, what's the big deal? Tomorrow will be like today and the next day will be like the next day. And if there is concern that it expressed, I'm concerned as to where the nation is going. It's kind of an analytical concern, but it doesn't touch people personally. So if you ask me where it all goes, I would say probably the ultimate responsibility rests with the pulpit. And then what does the pulpit say? I think the ministers of this land have to come to the place where, and I would say we, say there needs to come a change in this land. There has to come a seriousness that is not there, and that has to start with my people. No, it has to start with me. I have to begin to feel this is a critical hour. This is a time God is speaking to his people. This is a time when revival must begin. This is a time when, as a minister, I must take more seriously the role that God has given to me. This is a time when I must say, God, my sins can no longer be overlooked. This is a time when ministers have to say, Lord, somebody's got to speak a word. It's not the politicians who are going to change this country anymore. It's the ministers. In fact, if you take God's perspective, it's the pulpit that has to now sound an alarm as to where the country is. And if the pulpit is going to do that, then who's going to have to change? The ministers are going to have to change. And I don't think within the whole ministry we have this sense to say, we are the people where it all has to begin. I'm not hearing that. I maybe don't speak that word as much as I should, but I say it regularly, and I don't get a very good response from it. But that doesn't mean that I'm wrong. It just means that maybe people can't hear that message, or maybe I don't speak it as well as I should speak it. But if somebody says, Mainz is coming, we know what kind of message he's going to preach, so don't invite him if you don't want that kind of a message preached. I think it's a huge message of repentance and a tone of seriousness, and it's Jesus saying, you didn't know the time. You just weren't able to tell the time. It's unfortunate, because now what's going to unravel is not going to be something you like.
Yeah, you didn't recognize the time. It's a time for repentance. It's a time for revival. And what I believe I hear you saying, that repentance and revival needs to start with the preachers of our land. Is that right?
There's not a question in my mind but that's true, but I would, because I don't want to be misunderstood, I would say it has to start with a preacher like me. And I have to say, okay, if I truly feel a sense of urgency, then I have to begin to change who I am. I have to stop taking so casually my days. I have to say, every day I live needs to count, and probably what I'm going to say is not going to be that attractive to the people who listen to me, but I must deliver that message anyway, because this is a message from God.
That's a very sobering analysis and an important thing to focus on. And basically what we're saying is that pastors need to recognize the time of God coming near them.
I think that a lot of pastors recognize this in their head, but it's not transferred to the place where they feel it deep within their bones.
Well, we hope that as you've listened to this podcast today, that you sense the urgency of this message, and perhaps the Holy Spirit has spoken to you during the time that you've spent with us. We're certainly grateful that you joined us for our podcast today. We realize that you found our podcast through our website, sermoncoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We also hope that you've browsed through our website and looked at the resources we have there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. We pray for you pastors regularly that are a part of our SermonCoach.com family. We hope you'll pray for us as well, and together let us pray that God will sweep through our nation with a great movement of His Holy Spirit, a great revival. And may God give all of us a sense of urgency to proclaim the truth of God's Word in an effective way to bring honor and glory to Him. We invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.